Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How's your weekend?
It was good.
What'd you do?
I went out to First Friday.
Oh, wow. That's a St. Pete, right?
Yes.
I've never been to one of those, but I heard it's Crazy.
Yeah, we stayed at one bar, so it was fun.
Where'd you stay? Ruby's Elixir?
I like that place.
Pelican Pub.
Pelican Pub.
Yes.
What would you roll your eyes for?
Nothing. It's a...
It's a dive bar. Yeah.
Okay. Ruby's Elixir is one of the go-tos for me in downtown St. Pete. Cool little spot.
It's fun.
What'd you do?
At the bar?
Yeah.
I drank.
What else?
I drank some more.
Mm-hmm.
I met a couple of listeners.
Okay.
And then I got pizza.
Well, don't gloss over the listeners part. How did that go?
Yeah, come on.
They were nice.
And what'd you drink? Whiskey?
Yes. I did a couple of shots. They thanked me for being me.
They thanked you for being you.
It's the best thing to be thankful.
Yeah, yeah, the girl comes up to me. She goes, "Thank you for being you." I said, "You're welcome."
That's cool. Good conversation with them.
Yeah.
All right. What else did you do?
That night?
Mm-hmm.
I ate pizza.
And?
Oh, jeez.
I Ubered home.
And?
That's all I know.
Hmm.
What did I do?
Interesting.
I got some reports.
What did I do?
What did you do?
What did you do?
What did you do?
Can I give her a clue?
Yeah. Don't give it away, though.
I won't say anything.
I didn't do anything.
Nothing that we would take issue with you for?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, because I have no idea what you guys are.
Are we going to do the run-in?
Oh, you want to do the run-in right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me to get in here.
Okay, sorry.
What did I
do? The chill dill's on their way, by the way.
What did I do?
What did you do?
She's looking around.
All right, let's see.
Okay, why is Promo John coming in here?
Perfect. There we go.
Oh,
there's
wow,
a run-in. Hey, Promo John.
Text the guy.
Yeah. Do you have run-in music that you'd like for us to play for you, Promo John?
Anything by Bubba Sparks is good with me.
All right. Miss New Booty work for you?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let me see if there's a clean version of that, because we should have run-in music for Promo John when he does a run-in like this professional wrestling style.
I didn't know that I was going to be straight up just, you know, brought in to just break it all down.
What?
New Booty clean.
What, Nikki?
I'm very confused. I hung out with him, his mm-hmm. girlfriend.
We did have a great time. Her and my girlfriend, Danielle, they bonded. Mm-hmm. It was really nice to get her out with everybody.
Gotta watch who you hang out with.
That's
so
right.
What did I do?
Well, and I should probably preface that I told Seth this. I have inner guilt with putting you out there, but us coming from Seth's loins, you know, everything is content. So
sure.
Well, plus Nikki is the queen of throwing people under the bus.
She sure is.
What did I do?
Uh-oh, it's a run-in. What's this? Promo John's headed for the ring.
Should I take my shirt off?
Yeah. So, Nikki's probably leaving out intentionally a major part of what you saw her do this weekend.
It was just one thing that kind of stuck with me, especially because it's something I've never seen her do before, let alone do a lot of, some would say obscene amounts of.
No. I think I know.
What is it?
I smoked 2 cigarettes.
Oh, gross! Ashtray mouth.
I will say, there's no way you only smoked 2 cigarettes.
Oh, snap!
I saw you at least light 1 cigarette with the cigarette that you already had lit. So there's 2 right there.
Oh, who are you?
How did you see that I was hiding behind Jake?
Oh.
And I will say, since we're throwing it all out there, you were very like, it was almost like you didn't know you were smoking. So like for someone like Drew and myself who don't smoke, you were like talking to me and smoking while just wafting it and blowing it right into my face.
Oh, and listeners saw you. You're representing
listeners
our show.
Listeners didn't see me do that.
I don't know. John did.
John,
I was hanging out with him.
John said that he saw you smoking 3 cigarettes at one time.
That's a lie.
How do you do that?
You like definitely.
I might have been holding multiple cigarettes because
why?
Jake.
Well, you were holding them, getting ready to light them with the one that you had in your mouth.
You had one behind your ear?
Oh, the heater behind the ear. And it was probably lit.
No, it was not, because Jake was leaving, so he gave me some.
Oh, my God. That's where you got the heaters from, Jake?
Yeah.
Don't you let your crowded table partner enable
also a member
smoking.
Of the crowded table. Check out the newest episode now.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Nikki. But I also care about you, and I hate to see you, you know, damaging your delicate lungs like that.
Ugh. Not to mention damaging the delicate reputation of the Drew Garabo Live Experience as a non-smoking radio show.
So that run-in's nothing. I really thought I might have done something else compared to that. I was very confused.
What could be worse than shortening your lifespan and smelling?
I mean, she was lit. She was. I told her this morning she was in rare form. I've never seen
Nikki. She was lit?
I mean, yeah, I think that's a word.
Promo John, would you describe Nikki smoking on Friday night at First Friday in St. Pete as angry? Was she smoking at things? Or
almost, yeah. Like, it was almost like she was, like, that's what she was there to do.
Like a casual inhale or, like woofing them down?
Like, she came there to smoke. Like, that was the main event.
Like, you set out to smoke on Friday
night. Like, she was
night.
Like, I'm going out to smoke tonight.
That is so gross. Who are you? Why? Did we put that in your head? Like, be honest, like, us talking about you being a smoker last week, and I believe you said something like, I don't smoke anymore, or something ridiculous
said,
like
I
that.
I said, when I drink, I still do.
Oh.
A lot.
And I guess you were ready for it, because you, ugh.
Should we talk to Jake to find out how many cigarettes Nikki got from him? Because it sounds like it was at least 8 or 9.
How many heaters would you say that you burned? But now, I mean, it was 2 initially, but now we know that that's a lie.
I think it was 4.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I would say more, but it's hard to say. Yeah.
Did you have your own lighter?
No.
Okay.
Mm. Well, and it, like, at certain times, I just remember we were kind of standing in a circle outside of the Pelican Pub, and she would, like, get into the middle of the circle.
That's not
true. And she
true.
Would just be, like, smoking,
just
wafting it in all of our faces.
You're lying right now.
So it's like a breakdance battle when two dancers dance off?
I swear on my sweet puppy dog's life that I felt that way. At one point, I looked, and I was like, she's in the middle smoking, and it's just blowing in all of our faces.
Nikki, what are you doing? What are you mad at?
But your company was great. I enjoyed hanging out with you. I hope this doesn't change that.
It might, because you obviously tell on me.
Oh. I wouldn't say tell on you. I'd say share memories with other people.
Share memories. Okay.
You do the same thing when you're out. You use other things for fodder for the show. And I'm not saying that's bad. I think it's great, because all I care about is the damn show.
Yeah.
And I can't believe
you. Have you found yourself craving a cig since Friday night?
No. I woke up with my throat hurting.
You know what? We should really call your mom, because when she caught you smoking back when you were a kid, she made you smoke until you threw up.
Did you smoke any cigarettes off the ground on Friday night?
Okay, so.
Oh my gosh.
I thought that was going to be a no.
I didn't know it was that bad.
One of my cigarettes did fall on the ground, and I picked it up. It wasn't lit, and I put it in my mouth, not forgetting that it was on the ground at one point. And then somebody was like, that was on the ground, and I took it out.
Can I add one more piece to the news story? Because I actually forgot about this part. She was not only smoking, she was the lady who burns people with her cigarette. I just remembered you burned Dennis's friend Martin with your cigarette.
No, he ran into me. I clearly remember he ran into me. I said, ow, bro, what'd you just do?
You're like talking and waving that thing.
Yeah. It was on my side, like to the side.
Nikki.
John, was she talking to any dudes, any bros? Was she hitting on anybody?
No.
Was anybody hitting on her?
No.
A guy who works here who I don't know if she's there. If I don't know if there's any legitimacy to it, but they seem to maybe have a connection.
We do have zero connection.
Who is that? Who's this young man?
Yeah.
Can I say his name?
Yeah.
Sure. I'm going to punch you in the face right now.
His name's Caesar.
No, there's nothing there. He sent me a shirtless picture once.
She told me.
You just canceled those things out.
She told me about the shirtless picture, and then I saw them mingling, so I thought maybe I could be reading too far into it.
And you want to know what we were talking about? How he's in love with this girl up in Jacksonville.
But I heard you guys ended up alone together later that night.
Yeah, because Kevin's a jerk, and he left us to get
pizza. Not soul brother Kevin, but Big Kev.
Jerk, and he left us there. And we talked more about this girl.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so where's Big Caesar? Can we get him on the phone? I mean, do you have anything you want to say to him?
Nothing.
Who's this Caesar guy?
Yeah, I don't know. Caesar,
he works in promotions. So, there's nothing to be said.
Well, he sent you the shirtless pic. Did you send anything back?
No.
You didn't send anything back?
She sent him a smoking selfie.
Yeah, that's what I sent out.
I feel like Promo John knows something that Nikki's holding back on.
He does know.
He knows nothing that I haven't told him.
What did you send Caesar?
A picture of a dog back.
A dog back?
Was it of just your dog, or was it you in the picture too?
My face was in the picture.
Things grow.
I smoked two cigarettes.
I
can show you the picture.
Hey, no, what happens between you and C's stays between
There's
you and C's.
There's nothing.
That's a weird picture
nothing.
To send.
Like, hey,
There's
here's
nothing.
My face and a dog.
Here's your new family.
No.
Was it like heavy cleavage?
Here's what you could be a part of.
These
bitches love you.
My full- I really feel like you guys are jamming me up right
I'm
now.
Sorry, do you need a cig?
And making something more than what it is.
Hey, Nikki, thanks for being you on the show every single day.
You're welcome.
Even if it's an indignant chain smoker.
Yeah. Smoking Nikki all day long. That's you.
Smoking Nikki.
Smoking Nikki. Everybody needs a radio name, and you're now Smoking Nikki.
Anything else, John? Anything else you're leaving out?
I wish I had like some deep dirt. I don't. I mean, there was a lot of shots that were had, and you know, everybody was loose. We were all having a good time. Yeah.
Okay.
He was drinking Jaeger.
I was.
Yeah. Oh, that's
I
loose.
Walk in and he has a double shot of Jaeger in his hand.
I have no demons in my closet. Let it all out. Yeah,
no shame
Jaeger,
in your game.
I was doing other things too. I had the pen on the street side. I was yeah. I was living the dream.
Yeah.
Did Nikki hit the pen or she just was strictly nicotine?
I think I offered it one time, but she was all about that.
You
about
did
that
not nicotine. Offer yeah. it to me. And
would you have taken it if he did?
No.
Yeah.
Just tobacco.
Like
for
that's
you.
The worst thing.
Yeah. Ugh, yeah.
Those don't mix together well.
All right. Well then.
Just a little puff, a little
yeah,
toot.
A little toot.
Like, I don't understand what is happening right here.
You're
I don't
smoker.
Understand what I did to you, John.
Nikki. It's kind of like a fun intervention, Nikki.
Well, this
like a fun intervention.
Does this lessen the likelihood of us hanging out again?
Yeah, Danielle and I were going to hang out some. I was going to go to your house. We were going to go to this tea place. You might have ruined a friendship between your girl and I.
I'm sorry. I hope
cigarettes
that those
ruined
can
the friendship.
Happen.
Don't shoot
and
the
my
messenger.
Girlfriend doesn't smoke, just to clear that
good,
up. She
good.
Wasn't, yeah.
She sorry. Doesn't, no.
Oh, by the way, this is Caesar.
Let me see.
What is happening right now?
I've seen that guy before.
I met him for the first time.
Yeah.
He seems like a nice guy.
And can I just clarify, there is nothing between him and I. He's a cute dude. He's kind of charming. What? A lot of girls around here have a crush on him.
That's Caesar.
Right there on both
of you.
Why are you throwing his business out there?
He's got his business. It's his picture.
Yeah. He sends his business to you while you send him dog
pics. Do you like his arms? Does he have nice arms?
I don't want to talk about this anymore. I feel bad for the guy now.
Why did he send you a topless photo?
It's interesting.
It was when Holly, Carmen, and I were all out, and him and I were messaging back and forth, and he was getting drunk at his place, and he goes, shirts are about to come off, so we said, shirtless pic, now, and he sent one.
All right, and then you sent him one back?
No, I did not send him one back.
All right. Somebody's getting mad.
Because this is ridiculous.
All right, hey, defiant smoker, easy.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
If I was smoking cigarettes out on the street with Promo John and he let you know this information, would you tell him, we probably won't talk about that?
If you were smoking.
That's different. All right. Well, thank you, Promo John.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thank
Phenomenal
you.
Work.
Please
love you, Nikki.
Leave now.
Crowded Table, right? Yep. Promo John, Mike Health
is. Yes, crowdedtablepodcast.com at One Crowded Table on Twitter. New episode out now. Thank you very much.
Mike Health's new favorite podcast.
It is. Way over Hoppy.
That's today, 2016.
Thank you, Promo John.
You jammed me up.
Nikki.
God.
I'm so disappointed.
Okay, be disappointed.
I am.
I don't approve of what I did.
Okay. That's a first step.
I don't think smoking is great or fun or even like what you should do. It's disgusting.
What about all those kids who look up to you? What about all those kids who listen to the show and think?
You shouldn't.
All right. Well, they do. Charles Barkley didn't want to be a role model, but he is.
Okay. They didn't see me smoking. You actually put it out there that I was smoking. I was in my own private time.
Mm-hmm. There's no private time. That's what I tried to explain to my brother.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo live hidden track of the day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
Life lesson number 56. If at first you don't succeed, skydiving is not for you. It's in your face with Drew Garabo. Ha ha.
Welcome back. It is In Your Face with Drew Garabo. Felt great about leaving the show in Gio and Kayla's hands yesterday. Had to take some time off. Again, I'll tell you why maybe this week. But I had to take a day. And I listened to a good part of the show. I thought you guys sounded great. I sent you both a text, said you both sounded great.
You did. Thank you.
I was driving to Busch Gardens with my son and a friend of his, and we were listening to the segment where I rapped about the girl who was trying to get the Wani tickets.
That's Beboo, Beboo, Beboo.
That is Beboo, Beboo, Beboo. I felt great about it, and then I find out that there's... Last night on the Bone Daily Rewind show, I find out that they took something that Kayla meant so harmlessly just saying that Johnny B does an impression of a fat comedian or another fat comedian in Tracy Morgan. And Johnny B uses that as an opportunity to blast on Kayla because she's a lowly producer, whereas he is a high and mighty 6 day a week talk show host who accidentally Ruben stuttered his way into this radio station. It's how you tell if someone is ready to be on this radio station and someone who's not. And all pomp and circumstance aside, all blustering aside, you're just not ready to be on this station, man. As simple as that. Your comments were idiotic. You shot your mouth off without thinking. You have no radio background. And you proved to me, you proved to your listeners or listener, you proved to our listeners, and you definitely proved to management listening right now, you are not ready to play with the big boys on the big field. And we can joke all we want about you getting fired, and we can joke about this. You're not even equipped to do a nighttime show on this station, okay? Here's what you're good at. Opening up for comedians. That's it. You want to headline side splitters? I don't know that you're ready for that. I've never seen your act. I don't find you hilarious, or at least I don't find you as hilarious as you find yourself.
I'm hilarious!
Oh, I stand corrected. So you prove to everybody that you're just not ready for this, man. And if I'm the program director of this radio station, I hear something like that, I simply go, hey, let's eliminate the problem. We've got a cancer. Let's give it some chemo. Boom. You're gone, Johnny B. But I'm not the program director. Cat named Mo, host of the Bone Daily Rewind show. What is happening?
Well, I find myself in a precarious situation, Drew. I've been listening from the outset of the show. I don't want this to come off like I'm defending Johnny B because I agree with everything that you have said. I also don't want it to seem like I'm throwing the guy under the bus, but I think I need to get in front of it a little bit, if you'll allow me.
Sure.
Because John Brennan, when he put us together, he entrusted me behind the board, which essentially meant that he was trusting me to be the driver of the show. It was my decision to put that call on. And I did not hear it. I did not hear it until I got into the studio that night. I heard it, and I knew it was benign, and it was my decision to put it on because I felt like any idiot would know that there was no harm by it, and I was just going to do a little kind of playful jabby, i.e. when you would jab Gio about not getting invited to Spanish's party. Nobody really cared. You were all still friends. It was just like a, hey, you weren't invited to the party.
I cared.
I thought that as a comedian that Johnny B would turn it inward and go, like I would, and go, well, that's because my impressions are so sweet that I meld seamlessly into the character and you don't even realize I'm being something like that. That's what I would have done.
Sure.
That's the track I would have taken. If you listen to the audio, and this is a little bit of in defense of myself and my decision, if you listen to the audio of the very first rant, before we play the audio, before he goes into the rant, we're all kind of having fun as I'm setting it up. Again, I'm thinking this is all benign, and we're going to have a few laughs, and then we're going to move on to some rewind topics.
Sure.
If you listen when he starts the rant, you will hear that all of the ambient noise in the studio ceases, and it's a silent vacuum of him saying what he said, because at that moment, I'm kind of looking at him, and I look over the chair, and my jaw is kind of slowly dropping, not necessarily, but kind of metaphorically, because I'm going, well, he's kind of taking this a little bit more seriously than I thought he was. This shouldn't be taken seriously at all. And I want to apologize for that, because I should have remembered that when we just had the Cat Named Mo show, heard Saturdays now 11 to 3, extra hour added in, thank you, John Brennan, and we had the Johnny B. Midnight Meltdown, yeah. I forgot that when I took some playful stabs at him, he misinterpreted those, and then there was almost a situation where people thought there was this animosity between us, and I had to back off and go, well, some people have a sense of humor about themselves. some people don't. I'm the kind of guy that when I get on the stage, I attack people. You saw me. I go in, I do it with a smile, and, you know, it's cool. And if I'm going to dish it out, I'm not going to complain about taking it.
Of course.
Not everybody is like that. So while I'm not defending him, I'm saying there's something in him innately where he is too sensitive, perhaps, for a room like that. I don't know. I think a lot of times he is genuinely funny. I like the Bone Daily Rewind show. I like the product. And you're absolutely right. Our mandate was to recap, kind of re-talk about the stories that everybody else was, and kind of give our own spin. And I kind of sneak in a little bit of content here or there.
Sure.
I can't help it. You know, you want to slowly kind of test the margins and expand so that you are ready for the big boy slot when it gets called up. And I just kind of like having fun with you guys. I like us having the cross mentors.
Sure. So, and just so you know, we like it too. And when we take shots at you, I expect you to do the same to me. And it's a playful thing. And there's never anything you could say about me that I would take seriously and take it on my show. Even if I heard it on the Bone Daily Rewind show, if you guys said something about me, I'd laugh about it the next day. It's the attitude of, I'm better than she is. I'm important to this station, and she is not. I am a high and mighty six-day-a-week guy, and she just answers phones and has to wait until Drew takes a day off so she can say something. It's heavy-handed, it's ignorant, it's unfair, and it's just one of the dumbest things that anybody can do in this business, and it's indicative of his lack of radio professionalism and his lack of radio background, and that's the reason I don't feel good about endorsing anything that he is a part of on this radio station until they sit him down for a little bit and say, why don't you grow up and be a radio professional?
And I understand that. And I agree. There were shots taken that put it on a personal level, and certainly that were not actually true at all. I did on the air on some audio that you have in there. He said something about, oh, yeah, she doesn't have a show. And I knew that was a shot at when me and her first started out with the Cat Named Mo show, and very briefly it was the Cat Named Mo show with Kayla,
right,
which I loved. And I said to him, I go, dude, she was really good on that. And I know that we were taken apart because everyone thought that me and Jared would be a better fit for whatever reason. And it's worked out on the Cat Named Mo show, 11-204, extra hour added. But I understand what you're saying. I just did not want to have my role in it misinterpreted. I always felt that it was very benign and nobody was going to take it seriously. After all, we're a comedy show, and more importantly, me and Johnny are comedians. And it just, again, if you listen to that audio, it went in a direction that I was not prepared for it to go in.
Understood, my man, Gio.
But you still carried it on after the break and on throughout the next hour. So even after the initial thing that you referred to, saying you felt the vacuum and the air sucked out of the room, so we decided to carry it on for another hour and a half.
Okay, can I respond to that, Drew?
Please do. I'm loving this. Popcorn popping.
Okay, Drew, as the driver, you know this. Okay, he has now effectively shifted the tone of the narrative. Now I've got callers on the phone. Now I've got people tweeting. So now I can't just cut it off. I've got to navigate through it. And what I did was I navigated through it while trying to defend Kayla and throw out points and make sure that we got callers on that were also in her defense, because I still have to drive the show, and I can't say to the listeners, hey, here is something. Oh, it went in this direction, but because now you want to jump in on it and it's not the direction I didn't want it to go in, I'm just going to cut it off. So I tried to be an efficient driver,
sure,
while taking the opportunity to diffuse it a little bit.
I'll tell you, Drew, I would like to officially change the narrative of the show. I think we should be talking about David Price. I think he gets his first start in the mound. If we could just go ahead and change the topic, and I will,
listen,
don't control the show. I will dictate what happens to the host.
Let me bring this home.
David Price, the Tigers, we should be talking about
Drew,
that instead.
You were right in that if he would play my damn Nick Nolte open mic, none of this would have happened.
Mo, listen, I appreciate at least one member of the Bone Daily Rewind show being a man enough to call up and set the record straight. I appreciate at least one person on that show sacking up and stepping up to the plate and being a freaking man about it. Not quite the one we were looking for, but we'll take it. I mean, I'm not looking for anything. I just, you know, you can tell a lot about a man's character by his willingness to face the music. And that was Mo. Let's start playing a little bit more of his Nick Nolte stuff. Chris, what's up? Welcome in your face to Drew Garabo. Because he's hilarious.
Hey, idiot.
Don't say the F word on my radio program.
Okay.
Can you understand? All right. I mean, can you play by those rules? Is that okay? Like, is that asking too much that you not say the F word 5 seconds after we put you on the air?
Yes, it is.
It is asking too much?
No. It is understood, and I'd like to talk.
Okay, well, go ahead. Just do it without using the F word like you just did, you stupid idiot.
Okay, well, I know and I expect to be called a dumb dick probably by the end of this conversation.
Well, no, I've already called you a stupid idiot. Dumb dick is more of a playful thing that I do to callers who can kind of take a joke. Stupid idiot is something I reserve for dumbasses like you who can't even figure out that you can't say the F word within 5 seconds of being on the air, you brain dead moron.
Okay, it's up to you. Cut me off or let me roll.
Go ahead. You're rolling.
Okay. I just want to say, I know Johnny B. personally.
You certainly are a strong character witness so far. So the guy who said the F word 5 seconds into the conversation, that's the one guy so far standing
up
for Jonathan.
I'm hilarious!
Do you agree with that statement? Is Johnny B. hilarious?
I know Johnny B. can be very funny. I don't know what all that stuff is in the background. Are you able to hear me?
You there, dude? Hello?
Dude, I'm willing to talk if you want to give me a second. If you don't, it's all good.
I've given you a minute and 37 seconds so far, and you've said absolutely nothing except for the F word and that you know Johnny B. That's all you said so far.
Well, on that, my friend, if you want to dwell on that, then
you've said nothing else. There's nothing else on which to dwell. That is all you have said so far.
Are you able to hear me?
Hello?
I am really sorry. It was a...
Okay, you're telling me not to dwell on it. Stop dwelling on it. Move on to what you're going to say, bro.
Okay, I'd like to say that I do know Johnny B.
You've said that already.
I do know Johnny sometimes to say things possibly without thinking, perhaps going for a punchline or a...
No offense, I don't mean this to offend you. If it does, I'm not going to lose sleep. Johnny B. is best off letting no one speak for him and letting the silence on our phone line speak for him than letting an idiot like you speak for him. You're not the character witness that anyone would want in their corner.
Yeah, I do have a problem here. Unfortunately, I'm calling you from a gas station, and I cannot really hear you very well. So, my apologies, Drew. I really had something to say.
Go ahead. Say it. If you've got something to say, say it. I've given you way more leeway than I would give anyone else because no one's called to stand up for Johnny B. yet, and I was hoping we would get a nugget of something useful out of your conversation. Try harder.
Okay. I just think that he is capable of saying things sometimes ahead of thinking, and that he perhaps will go for a punchline or a shot that he feels might not be as, perhaps maybe not as sensitive as it could have been, but I think you all do have a bit of controversy, and controversy tends to...
Thank you.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.